Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Tamara, D-A-M-A-R-A, Johnson. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Johnson as described in my report of 8-4-21, where that pertained to injuries she allegedly sustained at work on 2-7-20. She currently relates as a 54-year-old woman, indicating she was injured again on 7-16-21. Period. She tripped over her resident's foot as he stuck it out while she was walking past him. Period. She struck her left shoulder and neck against the wall and did go to the emergency room. Period. She believes she injured her back, neck, shoulder, and tore her left rotator cuff. Period. She receives physical therapy but no surgery. Period. Her course of active treatment has been completed. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Johnson was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 7-19-21. Period. She had x-rays of her neck, left shoulder, chest, and ribs that were negative. Period. She was diagnosed with sprains of the cervical spine and contusion of the left shoulder, comma, front wall of the thorax, comma, and left lower leg. Period. She was placed on activity restrictions and quickly referred for an MRI of the cervical spine and left shoulder. Period. These were done on 8-23-21 to be inserted here. Period. Ms. Johnson followed up at Inspira through 8-26-21. Period. At that juncture, she was referred for orthopedic consultation based upon the herniated nucleus pulposus in the cervical spine and partial supraspinatus tear of the left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Johnson was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, on 9-22-21. She reported getting up to go to the kitchen to grab water, and when she got up and walked by her patient, the patient stuck his leg out and she tripped and had impact on her left shoulder. Period. She received self-treatment but did not have physical therapy. Period. She did have an MRI of the left shoulder. Period. Dr. Murray described it showed some rotator cuff tendinosis, but no full thickness tearing. Period. His diagnosis was traumatic incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff, for which he performed a corticosteroid injection. Period. Dr. Murray followed her progress over the next several months. Period. She was prescribed various medications and placed on activity restrictions. Period. She had difficulty attending physical therapy due to her work schedule. Period. On 2-9-22, he wrote she had a cortisone injection at the last visit with relief. Period. She reports she was doing well. Period. She had an unrelated fall in her home and injured her right wrist. Period. She did not injure the shoulder during that fall. Period. She was currently working in a light duty capacity. Period. Overall, he wrote her shoulder was doing well and she could return to work full duty. Period. She would return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph. On 10-14-22, she was seen in the same medical group by Dr. Salim, S-A-L-I-M. Period. Insert what is highlighted from the first page of his report. His diagnosis was cervical radiculitis, comma, myofascial pain, comma, trigger point, comma, and strain of the left trapezius muscle. Period. She She did see this physician through 5/17/23 when a return to work note was given with no restrictions. Period. She also received some pain management by Dr. Korda. Period. He performed a trigger point injection on 1/31/23. Period. On 3/7/23, he wrote she had trigger point injections in her cervical and trapezius area with good results for about 4 weeks. Period. The pain then returned. Period. She states her orthopedic surgeon told her she had two herniated discs in her neck. Period. Dr. Korda could not find an MRI of her cervical spine, nor did he see any news from the orthopedic surgeon stating she had a herniated disc. Period. He did receive a note from orthopedic stating she had a cervical epidural injection. Period. However, the petitioner claims she never had any injections in her cervical spine. Period. Dr. Korda recommended she undergo an MRI of the cervical spine. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper left shoulder flexion was minimally limited to 165 degrees, but was otherwise full without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion with the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower, inspection revealed pes planus deformities bilaterally. Paired there were multiple scars on the legs. Paired there was one on the anterior left thigh. Comma, the medial left ankle, comma, and anteriorly at the knee. Period. She attributed this to an unrelated surgery. Period. Spine, cervical, active range of motion revealed hypermobility greater than normal without discomfort. Period. There was tenderness to the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the middle thoracic. She had tenderness of the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right lumbosacral. She had a mild limp on the left without an assisted device. Period. She could not walk on her heels or toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. I have written that supine straight leg raise maneuver was deferred. Period. Impressions. On 7/16/21, Tamara Jansen tripped at work and fell into a wall. Period. She was seen at urgent care 3 days later and initiated on conservative treatment. Period. She quickly underwent MRI of the left shoulder and cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Murray. Period. He had her undergo therapy with which she was somewhat noncompliant. Period. She did accept the trigger point injection from Dr. Korda on 1/31/23. Period. He cleared her to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found her to have virtually full range of motion of the left shoulder. New provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had hypermobility of the cervical spine. Period. She was tender at the trapezius but did not have any trigger points. Period. She ambulated with a mild limp on the left that seems to be unrelated to this incident. Period. I previously offered 10% permanent partial disability at the left leg for the residuals of a closed fracture of the left tibia and fibula treated successfully by surgery. Period. I also estimated 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. So her gait changes and scratch that, her gait changes would be attributable to her prior injury, period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, ribs, comma, chest, comma, or left leg, period, end.